All right. Nine, report and possible discussion on Allen's Creek update by David Collingsworth, Central and Lower Basin Regional Manager. Seven?
Excuse me. I can give them in any order you please.
All right, we'll do you number seven. Discussion and possible action on Lake Limestone Improvement Projects by David Collingsworth, Central and Lower Basin.
Members of the board, I'll be brief. We have an asset that is approaching 40 years old, and it's time to be proactive and start looking at some of the structure and things that we need to do to prolong the life of that structure and protect the BRA's asset. So what we're going to do is, what we're proposing to do is break this out into seven different projects. By breaking it into seven different projects, we feel we have a different, we have a better control of the quality control, quality assurance of the different projects that we're looking at. And basically, we're starting from ground zero. We're going in and we're assessing key components on the embankment and on the dam, the Tanner Gates. And then looking at ways to rehab and protect the long life of those projects. So we're looking at something that's going to be a long-term evaluation of the dam, probably long-term rehab of the dam. And the cost estimates, I'm going to show you some different numbers throughout the slide, but the cost estimates are based on estimates that we're getting from our engineers. This is the Stillen Basin that we need to look at. This is one of the reservoirs in the Brazos system that has, I would say, more frequent releases because of the amount of rainfall that we get into Lake Limestone. So we'll be going in and assessing the Stillen Basin, which is something that hasn't been done in a long time. And then also, this is just a snapshot of the dam real quick. And one of the high priorities is going to be to, see if I can press the right button, to go in and look at these Tanner Gates and make sure that over the long haul they can do what they're required to do. This is the cost analysis of the different projects that we're going to be looking at. Basically, what we're trying to do today is get board approval to allow Phil to spend up to $2 million and begin to evaluate each of these different seven components. What we think is a total rehab cost over the next 5 to 7 years is somewhere in the $23 million price range, worst case scenario. But what we're trying to do is to get approval to spend up to $2 million on these projects, and then as each one of the seven projects matures, we'll come back to the board with additional requests to do additional design in any construction that we need to do. That's exactly right, Director Bennett. Some of these things, especially the Stillen Basin, we really don't know what we're going to find when we get in there. So instead of having to put a particular project on delay, just a little bit of wiggle room.
Okay,
so
thank you.
Why do you need approval to anything other than the cost evaluation at this point, since you don't know?
That's all we're getting approval for.
Okay.
With any construction activities, we'll come back to the board for additional, okay. Because at that point in time, we'll have detailed cost and detailed action plans and more specifics.
Read your resolution, please.
Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and execute contracts for the study, engineering, and design of projects aimed at the long-term protection and enhancement of the Sterling C. Robertson Dam in an amount not to exceed $2 million.
You've heard a reading. Motion to adopt. Robert.
Second.
By Mr. Bender. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.